This is Wade Breskin with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. British Supreme Court, an unprecedented action ruled that Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was illegal and the order to suspend Parliament was null and void. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi initiated formal impeachment process of President Trump triggered by recent actions with Ukraine. The average medical school graduate carries $200,000 of student debt. Typical American family uses 90 gallons of gasoline every month, according to an estimate from the Oil Price Information Service. As of 2018, 17 states had programs promising free college to at least some students, according to the National Conferences of State Legislatures. Most of the programs cover tuition only at two-year institutions. Working Families Party, a progressive formation working in more than a half dozen states, has endorsed Elizabeth Warren for president. Ghawali Ismail, a Pakistani human rights advocate who had highlighted abuses committed by the military on women's rights, rapes, disappearances, and other abuses, was forced into hiding for 3 months until she escaped the country and has now arrived in the U.S. where she's applying for asylum. Airbnb claims 7 million listings in 100,000 cities globally. India has one of the highest rates of tobacco use, with 100 million smokers and 200 million who chew or use similar products. Facebook revealed that it has suspended 69,000 apps that were improperly sucking up data, an admission that the scale of data privacy issues at the company was much larger than they had acknowledged in the past. Veteran suicides are 1.5 times the rate of the rest of the American population in 2017, according to the VA. Rideshare Drivers United, with 5,000 members, was a major force in getting the California bill passed declaring such workers as employees. Both the Teamsters and the service employees had tried to cut deals with the company but were blocked. Pay advantages for STEM majors in science, tech, engineering, and math fade steadily after their first job, and by age 40, the earnings for social science and history majors have caught up. About half of all inheritances are less than $50,000, and 30% range from $50,000 to $249,000. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.